Welcome to another minicast episode of Ignited Entrepreneurs. This is Jessica, your host. I love doing these little minicasts. It gives me an opportunity to just share some of the stuff that's on my mind, some of the stuff that I think is really important, the things that have made a huge difference in my life over the last 4 years, and I just want to be able to share it with my audience. So I hope you enjoy. Welcome to another minicast. So I've been asking people what their biggest struggle is, and I've gotten some really great answers. So I'm going to dedicate some of these upcoming minicasts to answering those questions. So I want to thank Karen for responding to one of my emails and telling me that her biggest struggle right now is time, which of course causes a sense of overwhelm. So this was definitely something that I could totally relate to as somebody who is working full-time still and building my business, doing this podcast. You know, that can all take a lot of time. And I'm sure all of us have a lot going on in our lives. So I wanted to share what has worked really well for me, because one of the things that I know for sure is that we will make time for what is important. The question then is, how do you figure out what's truly important? We can guess, we can, you know, make a list and try to prioritize it. And there's lots of really great strategies for doing that. And that's actually something maybe I'll talk about another day. But the one that I want to talk about today is, I believe that when you understand what your highest value is, or your highest intention for what you're trying to accomplish, that creates motivation. That helps you understand why something is important to you and what the real benefit, the feeling, that sense of fulfillment that you're really trying to accomplish. That's when you can really truly understand why something is important to you. So what I'd like to offer for people is a little bit of a story about myself. Being in the situation that I am currently and was a couple of years ago, I was able to run through this exercise that I learned from one of my mentors, who has actually been a guest on this show. His name is Damon Cart. I took one of his programs, and this was an exercise that I got to participate in through his program. And what it is it's called a values elicitation. And what I've done is I've actually created a PDF, and you can go into the show notes and you can grab this for yourself. And it's a little system that walks you through figuring out what it is that you want, and then why it's important. And it's called Seven Levels Deep. You can also find that probably on the internet anywhere, but I highly recommend doing this. And I'll tell you a little bit about why I recommend it and what it's done for me. So when I went through this process through Damon's program, I learned that in regards to my business, the reason that I want my business is to feel a sense of joy. And then with joy, I get freedom. So what I've done now is, anytime I'm faced with a decision about how to spend my time, a decision that I need to make, I now can run it through the filter of, will it get me closer to feeling that sense of joy? Because the entire reason that I have my business, I now know, is because all I want is to feel joy. And when I feel joy, I feel freedom. So by running that through a filter of, will this bring me joy, I can tell you if it's a hell yes or a hell no. And that right there is power for you. When you know what's truly important, that allows you to make way better decisions. Those of us who are people pleasers and like to help, have a sense of contribution, want to be of value to other people, sometimes it can be really difficult to make those decisions. So that's why having a system like this, where it just, you can stop yourself in the moment and say to yourself, will this bring me closer to, in my case, joy? In your case, it could be something completely different, but you can ask yourself that question and then you'll know the answer. And I truly believe that this has allowed me to save time, because I don't take on things that aren't going to get me closer to that feeling of joy. And that allows me to focus. That allows me to know what's truly important. That allows me to plan my day, plan my weeks, plan my months. I know where I'm headed. I know where I'm trying to get to, all based on what I'm trying to feel, because feeling is what gives you that sense of fulfillment. That's what creates the life that you truly want. So that's my take on how to save time. And don't forget, if you're enjoying this podcast, review it, subscribe, share it, or send me some feedback to ignitedentrepreneurs@gmail.com.